The Perek continues discussing who would merit to perform certain services in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah tells us that Tomid Korev Betisha, the Korban Tomid is offered with 9 Kohanim. And really, this is what we learned a couple of Mishnahs ago, that there were 6 Kohanim who would transport the limbs of the Korban Tomid onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. And then there was another Kohen who brought up the flour offering, another Kohen who brought up the wine for the sake of Yain Nesech, where they would pour wine onto the Mizbeach. And the 9th Kohen would bring up the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol's flour offering, which he would bring every day together with the Korban Tomid. So in total, that is 9 Kohanim. And although there would be another different 6 Kohanim who would bring up the limbs of the Korban Tomid from the ramp onto the actual Mizbeach itself, nevertheless, the Mishnah is discussing at least the first part of the bringing of the Korban Tomid, whether they would bring everything onto the ramp, or it's discussing the second half, where they would bring it from the ramp onto the Mizbeach itself. But it doesn't count both sets of 6 Kohanim. It should be noted that there are some who learn that there wouldn't actually be 6 Kohanim who would bring the limbs from the ramp onto the Mizbeach itself. Although there were 6 Kohanim who would bring the limbs onto the ramp, according to many, there would be only 1 Kohen who would bring all of the limbs from the ramp onto the Mizbeach itself. Be it as it may, only 1 group is counted, and that's why the total is 9. But the Mishnah says that there are certain times where Ba'asara, 10 Kohanim are used. An additional Kohen is part of the service of the Korban Tomid. And sometimes even Ba'achadasar, 11 Kohanim are needed. And sometimes B'shneimasar, the most which is ever needed are 12 Kohanim for the Korban Tomid. Le'pachos, there is never less than 9 Kohanim, V'le'yoser, and never more than 12 Kohanim which are needed. Ketzad, how so? Explains the Mishnah, Atzmai, the Korban Tomid itself on a regular day, B'tisha, its service is performed with 9 Kohanim, as we explained, but B'chog, on Sukkos, there was an extra part of the Korban Tomid done on Sukkos, known as Nisuch HaMayim, which is when they would bring a jug of water, which they got from the Shloach spring, which is a natural spring near to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they would bring water from there and pour it onto the Mizbeach. So a 10th Kohen was needed, Biad Echad Tzloichis Shalmayim, in the hand of one of the Kohanim, this 10th Kohen was a jug of water. Now, who exactly would be this 10th Kohen? How would they decide? So we're going to understand simply that, as we learnt, the lotteries were done by all the Kohanim standing around the Kohen who was in charge, and they would stick out their fingers, and the Kohen would count fingers, and whichever Kohen he landed on at the end, that Kohen would merit to perform the first part of the service. And then in general, the 8 Kohanim who were standing next to him, one after the other, so 9 in total, they would be part of it. So on Sukkos, it would also stretch to the 10th Kohen, and the 10th Kohen who is next to the original Kohen who was picked, the Kohen who is standing 10 Kohanim away, he would merit to bring the jug of water for the Nisuch HaMayim. Harikana Sora, so we have 10, says the Mishnah, Bin Arabayim, for the Korban Tomid which was brought every single day in the afternoon, but Achadosor, 11 Kohanim were needed. Huatzmei B'tisha, the Korban Tomid itself is with 9 Kohanim, as we explained. Ushanayim, but an additional 2 Kohanim are needed, because B'yodom Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, in their hands were 2 pieces of wood. The Torah says that there is a special mitzvah, that both in the morning and in the afternoon, pieces of wood are added onto the wood on the Mizbeach. Now in the morning, whichever Kohen merited to do the Trumas Hadeshen would also do this. He would also bring the pieces of the wood onto the Mizbeach. But in the afternoon, it's learnt from Psukim that 2 additional Kohanim are needed, and so you would have 11 Kohanim in total. Uva Shabbos. And every Shabbos there were also Ba'achadosar, also 11 Kohanim. Huatzim B'tisha, the Korban Tomid itself was bought with 9 Kohanim. Ushnayim. And an additional 2 Kohanim were needed, because B'yodom in their hands were Shnei Bozikei Levona Shel Lechem Aponim, 2 spoonfuls of Levona, of the frankincense, which was brought together with the Lechem Aponim, the 12 loaves of bread which were placed on the Shulchan every Shabbos. So together with that was the Levona, the frankincense, Uva Shabbos Shebeseich Echag, and on Shabbos which fell during Sukkos, B'yad Echad Tzloiches Shel Mayim, in the hands of an additional Kohen, was the jug of the water for the Nisuch HaMayim. So in addition to the 2 extra Kohanim who were needed for the Lechem Aponim, for the bread, the frankincense which was brought with the bread for the Shulchan, there was also a 12th Kohen who was needed to transport the water in the jug for the sake of the Nisuch HaMayim.